You're listening to The Source. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Jack Schmidt is a river geomorphologist based in Logan at Utah State University. By following his research down the Colorado River, he ended up in Mexico at the mouth of the river, and he got involved in the politics related to how two countries can manage a river together. The Rio Grande is the other large river that we share with Mexico. It's a river that's critically important to the U.S. both ecologically and diplomatically, forming an international border for over 1,200 miles. When the federal government asked Jack Schmidt to work on a river that important, he saw it as an opportunity to make a significant contribution, and he signed up. He's involved in a giant watershed-wide assessment of the Rio Grande right now, ahead of a binational meeting next year that will bring scientists and policymakers from both countries together to talk about the future of the river. So, first question, Rio Grande, Rio Grande, or Rio Bravo?
Certainly Rio Bravo, and I guess Rio Grande, because it is a Spanish, but anybody from far west Texas or New Mexico, it would say Rio Grande.
Well, let's try to be consistent right. At least today.
I do think that it's worth pointing out that the entire length of the Rio Grande from the San Juan Mountains of southwestern Colorado all the way to the Gulf of Mexico is called the Rio Bravo del Norte by Mexicans. So the term Rio Grande is a U.S. term for the river. And when we speak of the river in a binational context, then we always have to write Rio Grande / Rio Bravo to be respectful to both countries.
So we're already getting into the sort of complications about this river.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I want to step back and just have you describe this river, what it looks like, where it comes from. I mean, we know it makes the border, but it starts in Colorado, I believe.
The Rio Grande, its furthest source within North America is in the eastern side of the San Juan Mountains. The San Juan Mountains are a very high volcanic mountain range in southwestern Colorado. The river flows out of the San Juan Mountains. It flows east into a place called the San Luis Valley in south central Colorado, where the river is extensively diverted to support irrigation agriculture, alfalfa, beans, a long tradition of irrigation since the late 1800s. The river then flows south and bisects the state of New Mexico from one end to the other. It then crosses into Texas, where it becomes the international border between Texas and first the state of Chihuahua and then the state of Coahuila, and then a number of other states further south towards the Gulf of Mexico. About a third of the way downstream between El Paso and the Gulf of Mexico, a large tributary enters from Mexico called the Rio Conchos. And the Rio Conchos has its headwaters in the Sierra Madre Occidental. So downstream from that point and through Big Bend National Park and further downstream, the river is a mix of Mexican and U.S. originating water.
And the water usually makes it all the way to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, really rarely. This river is much, even more allocated than the Colorado River that is so famous for its depletion. We have shared this river with Mexico since much of the western United States was transferred to the U.S. After the Mexican-American War was fought in 1848. And at that point, the Rio Grande became the international border. Since the late 1800s, the large amount of irrigation diversion in southern Colorado and central New Mexico caused problems for water availability further downstream. And ever since that point, the U.S. and Mexico have been in international conversation. The first international treaty dividing and allocating water between the two countries was signed in 1906. Another treaty further allocating water on the Rio Grande was signed in 1944. And so this is a river of international negotiation and controversy.
What's unique about a river being an international border?
Well, this is certainly the longest river border that the United States has. The entire southern border of the state of Texas is an international border. The Rio Grande, as a desert river that once had very large floods caused by spring snowmelt floods coming out of the San Juan Mountains, and then hurricane and other tropical storms that came out of the Rio Conchos, came out of the Sierra Madre, swept down through Mexico. Those would be very large floods. And the river also has a tremendous supply of sediment. And the combination of a river with big floods and a river with a tremendous sediment load led to a geomorphology of the river in which the river would regularly change its course. And so ironically, the political history of the Rio Grande has given us one of the most unique and longstanding records of the physical behavior of the river, because every time the river would change its course, the International Boundary and Water Commission of Mexico and the United States would have to go resurvey the river. And by international treaty and by international law, when a river channel slowly migrates, the border slowly changes. But when the river catastrophically changes its location, the border stays where it once was. And so survey crews had to continually go out and resurvey where the border was. And because some of the changes have been catastrophic, it actually turned out that for quite a while in the 1900s, there were little pieces of the United States on the other side of the river and little pieces of Mexico on our side of the river, because the river had catastrophically changed. Well, at some point, both countries said, enough of this. And in the populated areas, some parts of the river were actually channelized, put in concrete, confined in levees, so that the river was not so unruly. In wild places like Big Bend National Park, the river still does those things.
Yeah, I remember, I think I saw a sign that said, you know, be careful because you might not know it when you cross the border
right,
or something.
That's right, yeah.
I'm always a little bit afraid to ask scientists this question, or I'm careful about how I word it, but do you have a vision or a hope or a wish for the river?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't have a passion for my work if I didn't have a vision. I wouldn't be motivated to do what I do without that. The Rio Grande will never be the river that was first observed in the 1700s when Spanish first settled in New Mexico and settled at El Paso and established the Presidio at the confluence of the Rio Conchos and the Rio Bravo. There is an international treaty, the Treaty of 1944. Allocations between the United States and Mexico have been established and agreed upon, and that international treaty is not going to be changed. So we have recognized the substantial amount of water use in that will always take place, that's necessary to support large-scale agriculture in cities that number millions. So the question before us is, what is the healthiest river that we can have, recognizing that substantial amounts of water will be used by human societies and will always be used by human societies? And so the vision that I have is not a river that's wild or the river that existed many centuries ago, but I do have a vision of a river that has a relatively natural hydrology, that is relatively wide and shallow and sort of restless, and creates a diverse range of aquatic habitats, a river that has good water quality, a river that human societies can live along but at a distance so that the river can do its thing when it needs to do its thing, a river that does not look like an irrigation canal, which is what it looks like often now, a river that has a sustained flow in it and doesn't go dry, but certainly a river with a high degree of naturalness, with native plant communities, with healthy endemic and native fish. That's the river that I would like to see.
Jack Schmidt. He's a faculty member in the Department of Watershed Sciences at Utah State University and someone who gets called upon a lot to solve binational river management problems between the U.S. and Mexico. He talked to me about his work on the Rio Grande / Rio Bravo del Norte. Yeah.